What about trials in the metastatic setting? What are some of the concepts being looked at right now you think are most exciting?
Well, there's a lot of interest in doing combination studies, either combinations of the newer agents or combinations of the new agents with the old agents, and combinations with chemotherapy. I think it's almost we've got too many options at the moment. The permutations are enormous. But I suspect that bottom line it will be tyrosine kinase inhibitor plus Avastin plus mTOR and see if you can. I don't know if we can put all three together. My sense is they're going to be more toxic than we really anticipate.
Can you talk a little bit about CCI-779?
Yeah, CCI-779 is temsirolimus. It's an mTOR inhibitor. mTOR is mammalian target of rapamycin. It's an important protein that's central to a number of cellular metabolic pathways for both apoptosis, for cell proliferation, and for angiogenesis. And it controls ribosome proteins that contribute to protein synthesis. It controls glucose and lipid metabolism. Not controls, but it's involved in those pathways. So it's a critical signaling, cell signaling molecule. And in tumors, it's constitutively on. So it's triggering proliferation and angiogenesis and continued cell growth. It can be activated through a number of pathways. One that's of note in brain tumors is knockout of P10, and most gliomas have P10 knocked out. So that's one thought for looking at it in brain tumors. It also activates cyclin D1, which is activated in mantle cell lymphoma, and so that's another tumor type that there's great interest in looking at it. But in renal cell, I think the main interest is whether by its activation of angiogenesis pathways, inhibition of mTOR would be critical. I think the mTOR inhibitors are going to be even harder to combine with chemotherapy or with other targeted therapies because it's such a central pathway. It's got so many pathways of its own that it's blocking that adding another inhibitor may be problematic.